WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching distractions and embracing a life with more focus and less chaos. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, where we tackle those mental roadblocks that keep us stuck in the hamster wheel of stress and anxiety. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all grapple with. Fear. Yeah, that pesky feeling that can freeze us up like a deer in headlights, preventing us from chasing our dreams or even just asking for a raise at work. Ever felt like fear is whispering doubts in your ear, holding you back from taking that leap of faith? You know that feeling when you're on the edge of something amazing, but a little voice screams, "What if it all goes wrong?" Well, let me tell you, that voice isn't always right. Fear can be an incredibly powerful emotion, but it doesn't have to rule your life. It's about understanding its roots, recognizing its triggers, and ultimately learning to manage it so it doesn't hold you hostage. Think of fear like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. But just like any muscle, with some awareness and effort, you can actually weaken its grip on you. So, what are our 5 key takeaways for conquering fear? First up, recognize that fear is a natural human emotion. It's there to protect us, like an alarm system going off when we sense danger. But in today's world, often the dangers we fear are imaginary or exaggerated. Recognizing this can help you separate real threats from your mind's worst-case scenarios. Number 2. Identify your triggers. What situations, thoughts, or people tend to make fear creep up on you? Pay attention to those patterns and start understanding what sets off your alarm bells. This awareness is the first step towards gaining control. You know that saying, "Knowledge is power"? Well, when it comes to fear, knowing your triggers is your superpower. Next up, challenge your negative thoughts. When fear takes over, our minds tend to jump to worst-case scenarios. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, ask yourself, "Is this really likely to happen?" And, "What evidence do I have to support this thought?" Often, the more you examine these fears, the less rational they seem. Number 4. Take action, even if it's small. Fear thrives on inaction. The longer we avoid something that scares us, the bigger it seems in our minds. Start by taking baby steps towards your goal, even if it's just talking to someone who might help you, or researching more about what you want to achieve. Every step forward builds confidence and weakens fear's hold. Finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's doing what needs to be done even when you're afraid. It's embracing the discomfort and pushing through those boundaries because you know it's worth it. Think about someone you admire, an athlete who pushes their limits, an entrepreneur who takes risks, or a friend who always stands up for what they believe in. Chances are, they've all faced fear head-on and emerged stronger on the other side. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of opening her own gallery. But she's terrified of failure, so she keeps putting off sharing her work with the world. She tells herself things like, "What if people hate it?" Or, "I'm not good enough." These negative thoughts fuel her fear and keep her stuck in her comfort zone. However, when Sarah starts to challenge those thoughts by reminding herself of her passion, seeking feedback from trusted friends, and taking small steps like participating in local art fairs, she slowly starts to overcome her fear. She realizes that even if her work doesn't always get rave reviews, The act of creating and sharing is what truly matters. And you know what? It takes courage to put yourself out there, but the rewards often far outweigh the risk. So remember, friends, fear is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. By understanding its roots, recognizing your triggers, challenging negative thoughts, taking action, and remembering that courage is about pushing through discomfort, you can learn to manage fear and live a more fulfilling life. Take control of your story, embrace the unknown, and remember, you're braver than you think. Want to dive deeper into this? Share your own experiences with fear in the comments below, or tag me on social media using eDopamine Declutter. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to conquer those fears together. And don't forget, new episodes every day, so stay tuned for more tips and tricks to help you declutter your mind and unlock your full potential. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.